Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are talking about something very special coming to the Castle Country on November 6th through the 8th, as well as the 12th through the 15th, starting at 7:30 p.m. as USU Eastern prepares for their production of Ride the Cyclone. To discuss this, we're joined by several members of the cast and crew, Azure Merritt, Morgan Pygott, Morgan Innes, and Brent Innes. And we're going to be discussing this pretty in-depth, so thank you all for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having the time to talk to us.
You know, Ride the Cyclone, one of those plays that has really kind of taken the grasp of the public eye in recent years. You know, it's not one of those more traditional ones. You know, you look at your Les Mis, your Cats, things like that. It's more of a modern musical, but it's one that I know my generation is particularly fond of. Azure and Morgan, we'll start with you on this. When you play, Azure, you play the role of Jane Doe, and Morgan, you play the role of Noel Gruber. What is Ride the Cyclone all about?
Oh, well, it's about a group of teenagers who die in a horrible accident, and then they have to sit and plead their case on who gets to come back to life.
Yeah, it's an interesting premise, isn't it? You know, most of this play taking place in the afterlife, and the music is just spectacular. So, Morgan, as you kind of look through rehearsals, what's the process been like in getting ready for this production?
Well, I've actually never done anything theater-related, and so this was all a brand new, but I guess we start with the auditions, and that was a whole new experience with meeting all these people and sitting here like, man, it's like the Hunger Games out here. Like, I am here to, like, at your throat. Sorry to put it that way, but we start there, and then we're on our way, and we're preparing, and so we started with our music, and that was honestly the task, because again, I'd never done anything where it's like group singing. I was like, I've sung in the shower and that's about it. And so we're singing, and then once we started blocking, that was probably my biggest challenge. I was like, man, I have to bring this all to a stage, put a whole different character on. Like, we're out here acting. I was like, this is more than I've ever done. I've maybe ever acted for 5 seconds to one of my friends. And so it's just been a whole lot of putting on a face that I've never had to put on before, but I think it's coming along swimmingly.
And you mentioned blocking, one of the hardest things you had to do in preparation for this. What aspect of that did you find particularly challenging?
Probably making sure, like, I fit in without standing out too much, because it's just kind of always been that way for me in particular, is like, I always wanted to blend in. And so now we're all here on a stage, and it's like, wow, I got to get to my spot without making it very obvious that I'm moving to a spot and not interrupting other people's moments.
And you know, that's the challenge too, trying not to upstage all the other actors out there with you, because yes, you know, no one wants to be the diva of the cast and crew. But yeah, it sounds like you're doing a good job to avoid it. Now, Azure, same question for you. What did you find was the most challenging part of preparing for this production?
Definitely jumping over the mental hurdles. It's a really good cast and crew. We're all very close to each other. There's like no judgment, but there's still those mental blocks that come in, especially because a lot of the songs hit like the top of our ranges.
Now, we'll throw this out to both you, Morgan and Azure. As you kind of look at it, if there are community members listening right now, they're kind of on the fence, ooh, I don't know if I want to go. What would you tell to encourage them, give them that final push to come out and attend the show?
I think it's just like, when I'm there, a big problem that we're having right now is that I like to giggle on stage. And so I think that there's a lot of really funny aspects of the whole show that would just like make your evening. You know, you come and you are there for a good laugh, because I'm currently fighting the need to laugh. And it's just a deep show. And so there's a lot of emotions flowing, but most definitely there is a lot of really good humor in this show.
And then Azure, same question for you.
I'll second what Morgan said. There's just a lot of really good comedic moments. And if you're able to just like take a breath, let loose and enjoy what's happening, it's just a lot of fun to watch. And then there are parts that will make you tear up for a second, because there's just so much growth that you see happen within an hour and a half. And it's just so heartwarming, and I love it.
Well, Azure, Morgan, thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. We're going to switch now to the more technical side of things. Now, Morgan, Brent, Morgan, from your perspective as stage manager, what's kind of been the most challenging part of rehearsals for you?
So this is actually my first time stage managing a musical. So that's been a challenge in itself, relearning how to stage manage and be a good stage manager. But honestly, I get so like enthralled with the show and watching the actors on stage that I sometimes forget what I'm doing as a stage manager. So that's really difficult, actually.
And you mentioned you had to relearn how to manage a stage for this because it's a musical. What's the major differences between managing a musical, say, to a more traditional stage play?
Yeah, so a more traditional stage play, I don't have to worry about music or beats or writing down choreography, which is insane to do. But for a musical, I like had to try and learn how to read music and learn how to count with beats to help the actors and myself and my technical crew.
Now, as you've gotten ready for this production of Ride the Cyclone, what do you think the most enjoyable part for yourself has been?
For myself, I love watching the growth on stage. I love watching these actors who half of them I didn't know 3 months ago, but now I would call them like best friends and amazing colleagues. So yeah, just watching like the growth and just having this overwhelming sense of pride for them is so cool for me.
You know, it's always nice the connections you develop in the theater community. I mean, I think it's a community stronger than no other. Those bonds you make are going to be ones that last for life. Now, same question for you. If anyone out there listening right now, they're on the fence about coming out and watching Ride the Cyclone, what would you say to give them that final push of encouragement to check the show out?
I think everyone should see Ride the Cyclone because it really is a heartfelt tale. Like, there's so much depth about life and about how much we take for granted just as people. And it kind of reminds you to take a step back and just enjoy what you have because it's the only life you have.
You know, I think a musical with that message is an incredible one and a very relevant one because, you know, like you said, we all face the Reaper someday. Now, Brent, we'll finish off with you. I've been asked to describe you as the man with many who wears many hats because that's just the absolute truth here. You're doing just a bit of everything for this production.
Yeah, I am the one-man show this year, being our final year of theater at Eastern. We're going out with a bang. So I am directing this show, which is a little out of my comfort zone, but we're having a good time with it. Technical directing, designing set and lights, and assisting with projections and producing. And there's probably six or seven other hats that I'm wearing and juggling, too. But it's a wild ride.
I think that ties perfectly into the show as well. And when I first saw that you were doing Ride the Cyclone as kind of this penultimate production for USU Eastern Theater, my first thought was, Brent's not pulling any punches. This is going to be a great one to come and see. What kind of drew you to Ride the Cyclone?
The kids introduced it to me a couple years ago, and we kind of sat on it and thought about it. And the more I listened to it, the more I grew into it, and the music is just stunning, and it tells the story of grief and the stages of grief and how to, like Morgan said, to live your life and enjoy it and to be grateful for what you have, and it just the message in that is phenomenal.
I couldn't agree more. It has a spectacular message to this musical. And as you kind of look out over the cast and crew each year, always varying, different people coming out, trying their hand at acting, what's impressed you most about this year's cast and crew?
Their willingness to follow my chaos. No, they're all very, very talented. And they've come together to create this beautiful show, both musically and visually. We've got music director and choreographer Liz Davis and Amanda Barfus that are helping us with that have been just incredible to work with and to work with these kids and to teach them these amazing dance moves. And these songs are hard, but they're nailing it. And it sounds so good. And you got to come along for this ride. You can't miss it.
Now, this is one I highly recommend you check out. Now, as you get closer and closer to that opening night of November 6th, what's exciting you most?
Having an audience. Sharing what we have with an audience. I've been telling these guys for the last four nights that, and they did it to me again, I'm in tears by the end of the night. Just watching them work, and they need an audience, and having that audience and the excitement of having more people in the theater than just me and Morgan and the few tech people that we have to watch, and to really give them a show is what I'm excited about.
And, you know, I think that's a powerful statement too. If this is something that's bringing you to tears in rehearsal consistently, that's a very powerful message and a very well acted performance from this very talented group. So I highly recommend you check it out. Now, Brent, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with before we let you go?
During the show, we will be running a silent auction because we're taking this show on tour in January. So be prepared. Come and see what we have. We have some great items. There's a giant snowblower. There's tickets to TuaCon. There's tickets to Hale Center Theater. There's Elmo cookies. We've got all kinds of great things in the auction. So
you're not going to want to miss this one. Brent, it's a pleasure as always to have you in, and as well as a big thank you to Azure, Morgan, and Morgan. It's like a law firm in here. It's always a pleasure to have all of you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, we're talking Ride the Cyclone coming to USU Eastern beginning November 6th through the 8th, and then again from the 12th through the 15th starting at 7:30 p.m. It's a performance you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.